Mr. Hoover is out of town. He's at the races.
Yep.
He'll be back about 6 this evening.
That's right.
Deke's judgment, and I concur, is that if we can review the thing with him, he'll be fairly good at a meeting. But there's some risk that he'll jump the traces. I don't think it's a very high risk. The meeting should probably be held fairly early Monday morning. If the people who've been dealing with the senators involved think that it would be helpful, I plan to talk to the director about 6 o'clock this evening when he'll be back. And we'll indicate that it would be very desirable. I thought I'd leave you out and talk about the rust myself. And then if it's all figured out, you think they can have it with you while we just ship it over there.
I've got two. I've got one at 8 o'clock with one leadership and another 10 with another. Bipartisan, so it'd be difficult for me Monday morning, but I think we could see.
The problem is, Fulbright expects from the planning to start his hearing.
That's right.
We could do it tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, that would be good.
Do it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. The other item, we had three pathologists to perform the autopsy on the evening, November 22nd. Come in, we had to bring Mink in. Eight of us, including the three pathologists aware of it. They went into the archive last night at 7, they worked at midnight, reviewing the autopsy photos. They all three seem to have something to chip on their shoulder. I think they'll be talk to anybody, but they're quite defensive about the criticism of them, and they feel that their professional reputation is at stake and whatnot. They say we haven't got it tied down in affidavits yet, but we hope to have that done by Monday. We'll be working on it today and tomorrow here. May have it done before then, but they're so technical and all, and they're so reticent about signing it. Fairly difficult to work with. But they say that the autopsy photos conclusively confirm their judgment as to the bullet that entered the back of the skull, and that it's while not perfectly conclusive as to the one in the lower neck, that it's very clear to them. There's nothing in the autopsy photos that contradicts anything that they said. Now, we run into one problem last night that we didn't know of, and that is that there may be a photo missing. Dr. Hume, who's the commander and naval doctor at the time, still is the captain now, testified before the Warren Commission that there was one photo made of the highest portion of the right lung. And the other two doctors don't recall that such a photo was made. They do recall discussing the desirability of making such a photo, but there is no such photo in these exhibits. It could be contended that that photo would be some evidence of the course and direction. We can't run that down. The only other witness that would have any judgment about it at all would be the corpsman, naval corpsman who took the photos. We'd have to talk to him. We're not too sure until we see what the doctors conclude that it's desirable. But we are left with this one specific problem that the doctor did testify before the Warren Commission. There was such a photo. We did not have a photo.
Wasn't delivered to you.
It was not delivered to us. It was that's very clear. Part that, another part that is a concern to me, and it's not tied down yet either, is Dr. Berkeley's part. You remember I talked to him November the 8th when we were down at the ranch. After I talked with you guys. Since he gets very emotional on the subject, his eyes start watering. He says that he knew where the autopsy folks were all the time. They were in his possession. Now, this is not, he's not entirely clear on this. The possession will become an issue in a significant way that it had not been until, in our judgment, until last night. That this contradiction as to whether it was in the boat.
Well, they weren't actually in his possession, were they?
He said that they were actually in his possession and that he received them and had them in the safe in the ELB. They bought them. Later released them to Mrs. Lincoln. Rub is his inventory, which I think I know, prepared by Bob Kennedy. I don't think Dr. Perkins knew what he had. I don't think he'd ever been in the inventory. If he'd ever examined. But I tell you, the real problem is when you start talking with him about what he says, it was just outrageous that anybody would want. Perfect property of the dead president of the family. It's horrible to talk about. I think people shouldn't do that. And if you try to explain the real problem to them, why he just don't come to it at all. But he, his inventory coincides with what we had. And the inventory that we got, the material that was delivered to us by a Kennedy representative. Marshall and Angela Bell. So that would indicate that between his letter and what we received November 1, everything is there. Therefore, if there were another photo, it was before the delivery of this thing.
Okay.
I don't really think he had actual possession. About something. He had constructive possession for part of that time. We have evidence that the material was given to them before this, was in archive longer than this. Nobody had archived it. It was there. Mrs. Lincoln had some storage space, including some security vaults, because she was working over there on the president's papers and all of them on the presidential library.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, Ben.